Welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins, along with Murphy Fair and Justin Malden, over behind us.
Over there.
Anyway, doing a good job for us. And Murphy, the talk of the town is the inclement weather, which is coming in, and it's forced several people to move their games from Friday night to Thursday night of this week.
Yeah, I've teased a lot of radio and TV people over the years about having money coming in under the table because they're advertising snow and ice when maybe it's not coming, because all of the people immediately go to the grocery store and get all the milk and all the bread in the building.
That is definitely the case. Murphy, when you look, I know that these teams are not going to have as much time to prepare. We'll talk to Lane Bassell and Jared Nave about that a little bit later. But as far as you and I go, we weeks ago had been working on rosters. We don't just wait till the day before or the day of to get that information. We try to study it, and you are like me. You try to be prepared when we go into the gymnasium that night.
You know, but having this gig with DTC, it's perfect because we're getting to talk to those two coaches in depth today for tomorrow night's game.
That is true. It should be, girls' game should be a good one.
I think so.
That's going to be a battle for second place. Of course, if you look at the district and the way it's shaking out right now, you've got York on top, and then Smith and Cannon probably going to be in that 2-3 slot. So regardless of what's happened, because Monterey is a distant fourth, then those two teams are probably going to play in the first round of the semifinals of the district in the 2-3. The top two, the number two seed is going to wear the light-colored uniforms and the dark-colored uniforms to go to number three. But still, those games are just as important.
Yeah, they really are, and it's kind of ironic that you and I are going to be part of multiple media people broadcasting tomorrow night's ball game. And regardless of how the boys and girls games come out, they're both going to be great games, and they both get to play each other at least two or three more times.
Let's go ahead and look at our game of the week, which was Smith County and Watertown. Emory Jones leads the way with 15, Kaylee Dixon with 11. The Lady Owls win it 47-39 at home. Molly Followill with 17, Maddie Willard with 8 for Watertown. It was a close game. The Lady Owls led for most of that one. Let's go ahead and look at the boys' game of the week. Tyler Jones leads the way with 15, Cooper Williams with 12. You look at Watertown's 37. Clay Hawkins, the freshman, gets the start, gets 9 first half points, and then Connor Parkson with 8. But Murphy, we say this a lot of times, Watertown holds the team to 44 points. You're probably supposed to win that ball game.
You would think so, but that doesn't always that's not always the case. And it sounds to me like it was a pretty good defensive effort throughout the game.
Let's go ahead and look at the Gordonville girls. They're a surprise team, I guess you could say, in the Upper Cumberland, maybe the state. They improved to 18-2. They get a one-sided win over Joe Burns, 54-28. And then Knowledge Academies, they dusted them 69-14. They're 4-0 in District 8A. And, everybody's now wondering, Murphy, how will they match up against Pickett County? How will they match up against Clay County, Jackson County, that other side of the region? And I think at one time, a lot of people maybe thought going into the year, there's no way a team from District 8A will even win a first-round region game. But I think Gordonville's definitely a threat under Coach Terry Brock to make a deep playoff run.
We had a great interview with her last week, I thought, and I was really impressed with everything that she had to say about not only herself, but her girls and the fans and just everything about Gordonsville Lady Tiger basketball. And she's doing something right because they're playing some awfully good basketball.
Gordonsville's boys also registering a couple of wins. They lost to Joe Burns 62-44, but they did turn around and win over Knowledge Academies 65-43. Joe Burns, one of the top teams in the district, and a lot of people feel like that Gordonsville and Joe Burns are the top two teams in District 8A. Of course, that's the first loss in the district for head coach Greg Bibb. Let's go ahead and look at the Cannon County girls. Of course, no shame in losing by 17 to York. And then they turn around and rebound last night with a four-point win over Cascade. Ashley Patrick's team improves to 9-11 overall, 1-1 in District 6AA. And on Thursday night, they'll be playing for that number two slot in the district, with one round of the district complete after Thursday night's game in Carthage.
It's just a way of life in Jamestown when it comes to girls basketball. I think Coach Patrick made the comment to me in an interview that I don't think she's ever beaten York's girls in a basketball game. And she's been in that position in Woodbury for quite some time now. It's just one of those things, you know, you're gonna have your hands full when you play York on the hardwood.
Let's go ahead and look at the boys' scores. Cannon gets the big win over York, 68-58. York, a dangerous team. A lot of youngsters on that squad. And, you know, Coach Rodney Pyle always does a great job coaching the Dragons. And then last night, Cascade gets the win over Cannon County. They're 15-4 overall. They'll be ready to come to Carthage on Thursday night to play the Owls for the top slot in the district.
The win over York was settled in the first quarter. We had we outscored them 23-11, and then the score just kind of teeter-tottered back and forth. But at Cascade, Cannon County beat them in Bell Buckle back during December, and then Cascade comes to Woodbury, and they score the win. So they both had a chance to beat a pretty good basketball team.
Let's go ahead and look at the Watertown girls. I'm sorry, the Smith County girls. Smith County loses to Stone Memorial on Saturday night, 77-60. Of course, the Lady Owls the previous night had beaten Watertown. And then they played a good White County team who's now 21-3 under Michael Dodgen. Lost to them 73-60. When you look at the schedule that Coach Matt Farrell has played, it's been a very tough one. Of course, when you look at back-to-back nights out of District 7-3A, some awfully good teams up there in there, and that includes Upperman.
You know, Cannon County's girls have done the same thing. They had to go up against York last week, who's number one in the state. Last night they played Cascade's girls, who are number three, and then Smith County's girls, tomorrow night, they're sixth in the state, according to the Coach T polls.
Let's go ahead and look at the Smith County boys. They lose to Stone 59-49 in Crossville. A couple of starters out, or a couple of players out for that. And then last night suffered a tough loss to White County, where they led by 10 with 4.5 minutes to go. They're now 13-9. Now let's look at those Watertown scores. They get the win over Trouser County, 65-34, and they also get a win over Red Boiling by 16, 51-35, to improve to 11-12 overall. Brenna Price now ready to jump in to district play. They have not played a district game as of yet.
It's kind of odd that theirs turned out that way, but it's going to be a pretty good run, I think, for Watertown, because they've played a lot of really tough teams too, and I think that team is probably right about where she likes to have it.
Let's go ahead and look at the Watertown boys scores. They get the win over Trouser County, 54-46, and then beat a struggling Red Boiling team, 57-16. Kevin Honeycutt's squad improves to 10-13. With that victory. But when you look, Murphy, you know, they've got Cinder Bagnet, they've got Macon, they've got DeKalb that's in their district. That's going to be to finish the regular season these last 3 weeks. Six very important games, because to be honest with you, and we've talked to about every team, or I have talked to every coach in that district, and every one of them feel like that it's up in the air. It's kind of a coin flip as far as who will win the District 8-3A race.
It's not a sure thing for any of the four, just like it is in our district at AA.
Right. Let's go ahead and look at the DeKalb County girls. They get the win over Tennessee Heat, 76-23. They improved to 6-13. And let's go ahead and look at the boys while we're at it. As Tennessee Heat gets the win over DeKalb County, 61-43. Tennessee Heat drops the Tigers' record to 9-10. But like we said just a minute ago, Murphy, Now DeKalb starts in earnest, and we'll look at the upcoming games in another segment later in the show. But still, you've done all of this, and as far as seeding for the district tournament, it determined nothing. These next six games are what determines it all.
That's right. It's a coin flip every night, just about from here on out.
So we'll just have to see how that transpires and works out. We'll have Lane Bissell of the Smith County Owls, a very disappointing loss at home where they kind of gave it away. We're up 10 with 4.5 minutes left, but lost on a Cole Sims three-point play who had 39 in the game. We'll talk more about that when we return to the box score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank, at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure your home and guard your future with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
At Huff & Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff & Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
And welcome into the box score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Farrell. We've been joined by Lane Bissell of the Smith County Owls. And Coach, I know it's not doom and gloom. No, it wasn't a district game. But once again, for the third time in the last four meetings with White County, you get a fourth quarter lead and lead in the final minute, but can't close the deal.
Yeah, we had a seven-point lead with about a minute and a half, minute and 40 seconds left, and Tyler Jones gets his fifth foul there, on Sims, and he makes two free throws to cut to five, and that was it. We kind of folded under pressure and didn't handle the ball well, and it's obvious that I haven't practiced those situations well enough with my guys, and that's on me for not having an appropriate spots and situations, and so we've learned that we've got to be better, and that's something we got to work on a little bit more.
Coach, one of the things that I called Coach Nave about in my weekly interview was that, how does finding out that you're going to have to play one night earlier than you thought affect the coach and the players and the fans and everybody? And he said it's an equal thing because both schools are in the same boat. And then we lost a heartbreaker last night to Cascade, just like you lost a heartbreaker as well. So both teams, I would think, are going to be pretty hungry Thursday night when we all get together in Carthage.
For sure. So I know Coach Nave and his staff and all the people down there in Cannon County have probably circled this game on their calendars just like we have. You know, as far as it goes, moving the game up a day, the biggest thing I think it would probably affect is maybe having one less extra day for preparation and scouting reports and things like that, which, you know, we've already had some things and prepared for Cannon, and I'm sure Coach Nave has for us. I've been to multiple games that are, you know, we're not playing, and I sit there and watch them play, and they've watched us.
I've seen you two or three times, you and Coach Harrell both.
Yeah, we're there watching each other, and, you know, it's just part of it, trying to get prepared. And the biggest thing is just moving that day up is it's a little less practice time, a little less scout time. That's the biggest thing I see happening in the future.
Coach, when you look, though, the things that you did to get that 10-point lead with 4.5 minutes to go in the game, I know you had to be pleased with, because, to be honest with you, I mean, Sinclair never to get going, Cohen Rigsby never did get going, Tyler only had 5. So you had Lucas, who stepped up and had 21. You had Cooper that had 22. He's averaging 20 a game this year for us. I know you had to feel pretty good when you get up 59-49 with 4.5 minutes left.
Yeah, well, we finally kind of broke that barrier of, you know, it's a 4 or 5 point game most of the night. We kind of opened up the lead a little bit, and I thought that was going to be the tipping point for us to get the win. But I'll be honest with you, I thought the entire game, each quarter, that we had outplayed Wye County. We just didn't make the finishing plays. You know, we shot 13 from 28 from the free throw line. We missed a lot around the rim, and it allowed Sparta to get in the game and keep it close. You know, if that game's 15 or 20 there in the third or fourth quarter, then it changes everything. You know, we just got to complete plays and make free throws when it matters.
Coach, I haven't seen your scorebook, the one that Terry does every night when there's a ball game. But I would imagine it's very much like Cannon County's pages in that it's not the same guy that's leading the scorers night after night, and that really makes it tough on the opposition. Who are we supposed to guard tonight, you know? And I think those are things that are going to make the Thursday night game this week so exciting for both sets of fans.
For sure. So for me, basketball is a matchup sport. And I'm lucky and blessed enough that I've got 5 players who can come out and score 15, 20 a game at any point in time. And it's just all about finding which matchup is the strength for us and a weakness for them, and attacking it and making sure our players understand what our game plan is and why we're doing what we're doing, and they buy into it and do it. And I have players that are fully bought into what we're teaching, and they believe in it. You know, if they get double teamed, if they get help or whatever it may be, they're going to make the extra pass because they believe in their teammate. They're going to let them shoot the open shot.
Coach, this could be the first of 4 meetings in the next 6 weeks between the Lions and the Owls. I'm not trying to get a little black ball out and predict everything that's going to happen, but so far in the district, you and Cannon County are the top 2 teams, and you could argue, and there is an argument there, and Bledsoe and Grundy and Sequatchie and Marion would have something to say about that. But you could argue that you could be the top 2 teams in the region as well.
Well, if we play 4 times, I promise you Coach Nave and myself will be very, very pleased. And I'm sure Murphy and Terry, you guys will be too. I think that we have a very strong chance of doing that, you know, but when it comes region tournament time, crazier things have happened, and you've got to come out prepared, playing your best basketball at that point in time. I know I've seen Bledsoe a few times, and they're a big, strong, physical team. I've watched Grundy play, and they play up and down, fast-paced basketball. Those are the 2 teams that I foresee being the top 2 in the other region, and they're going to be ready to fight and be prepared to play.
Coach, at the start of the season, Cannon County was doing exceptionally well because they enjoyed that fast-paced type of basketball. But as the season has crept along, more and more teams seem to be doing that now. And it seems to me, I'm sure you guys are the same way. You like to play it fast and wide open. Cannon County does too, and that's what makes it such an exciting game for the fans. It may not be as exciting for the coaches and the players, but it sure does make some fun nights during the week.
For sure. It's exciting to watch that brand of basketball and have a lot of possessions and a lot of shot opportunities and a high-scoring game. But, you know, as time goes along, teams scout and teams try to take away your strengths. And, you know, Cannon's strength is playing in transition just like ours is. And I'm sure Coach Nave is going to be prepared to have an adjustment to take that away just like we will for them. I hope it's an exciting game. I'm expecting an absolute battle, an absolute war. And if nobody's doing anything on Thursday night, they should pack the gym and be here to watch that game, because I think it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
Coach, when you look at your game with White County, Cole Sims with 39, and we just didn't have anybody could kind of slow him down. Of course, 14 of those in the final quarter. He makes a three-point play with 15.7 left, and then we call timeout with 2.1 seconds remaining. Did you execute the play you wanted, or did, and I'm not trying to place blame on any of the players, but, or did you not execute it maybe the way that it was drawn up?
Well, so looking back at that 15 seconds, my plan going into that last possession for White County there is we had somebody on the free throw line, Knox Jones on the free throw line, shoot two free throws. If he makes the second one, I'm calling timeout and setting up our defense, making sure we're ready to go, and he missed. And it kind of got into a scramble situation where, you know, we didn't get the matchups that we wanted, and they got the better matchup and scored on it. Coming down, I wanted to see what happened in transition before I just instantly called timeout. And I mean, I'm sure you heard me and people in the stands heard me. I was trying to call timeout probably 4 or 5 seconds beforehand, and the referee just didn't hear me. And I was wanting there to be, you know, 5 or 6 seconds left to run that final play instead of 2 seconds, and that kind of changed the way we drew up the play. It was executed properly, but it was well defended by Cannon, and it just, you know, didn't work out the way we wanted it to.
Coach, I'm pretty sure that we're halfway through the season now. Is your Smith County Owl basketball team what you expected to be in late January? They've come a long, long ways and played a very difficult schedule, I think, too.
Right. And, you know, the biggest thing that I'm seeing from our team is they understand what we're doing, what the game plan is going into each game now. You know, last year, and early in this year, that was not necessarily the case. The basketball IQ and just knowledge of the game has been exponential for these guys, and they've really bought into that. You know, there's some things that we still need to improve on, like late game situations, which we saw last night. But, you know, like Terry said early, it's not a district game. It's not the end of the world, and it's been a learning experience from these guys, and we got to improve and make sure when it matters, when it's a go-home game or a big district game, we've got to make sure we take care of all and make the right plays.
Coach, only 6 district games. Of course, this is completing round number 1 when you play Cannon County on Thursday night. After such emotional losses for both teams, how do the coaches flush that the next day in practice? And then, of course, with only less than 48 hours to prepare, how do you not have a hangover?
Great question. Yeah, great question. So any game, what I say to my guys is I say what I've got to say in the locker room after the game, and we move on. Because this sport that we play in basketball, we can't sit and dwell on things because, you know, 2 or 3 nights down the road, we've got another one. Sometimes 1 night. And we just got to move on, learn from it, and forget about it, and focus at the task at hand. We got to focus on the present, not the past. So that's something we preach in the locker room every day, is let's focus on the present moment and not worry about the future, not worry about the past. Let's take care of what's ahead of us right now. And the boys do a great job of that. And I don't foresee any kind of hangover or anything like that. I think it's going to be more of a motivation thing than anything else.
Coach, I am one of many in Cannon County who have suffered through this cold or flu or whatever it is. I finally got some drugs yesterday to help me in that regard. But what I'm getting at, has that been an issue in Carthage and Smith County, or are all of your guys pretty healthy, maybe as much as they could be this deep into the season?
Well, it's that time of the year, and people are always getting sick in the wintertime. And we've had, you know, Morgan Sinclair missed Watertown and Stone with the flu. He's over it. He played last night. Peyton Bryson, one of our subs off the bench, is sick. He's got flu A. The flu is just going around like crazy. And there's a ton of kids out in school. It's just that time of the year. I'm just hoping we get through it now and not when it really, really matters in district tournament. That's when we can't be getting sick, and everybody should be healthy at that point in time. I'd rather be sick now than later.
Coach, when you look at Cannon County, and I know you've seen them on film a lot because you're a film junkie just like Matt Farrell is. And in person, they've kind of got a three-headed monster in Lucas Phillips and Miles Alexander and Eli Garrett that can really score the ball. And when I say score the ball, I'm talking about at three different levels, which makes them a tough guard. I know without divulging any game plan secrets, that has probably, and I was going to say, cost you some gray hairs, but that's not the case with your new hairdo. But still, I'm bald too. But still, it makes it hard to just hone in on one player.
Well, they've got guys that can score, like you said, from all three levels. And, you know, a person that concerns me is Anderson and Lotta, number four. He's a really good shooter. He can get to the rim. You know, like you said, Lucas and Miles are fantastic players. Eli Garrett's great in the post. I mean, they've got a really, really solid team. And Coach Nate makes sure that, you know, all those guys are involved in getting the right plays and making the right decisions. So it is very hard for us to just say, hey, we want to stop this one person or we want to stop this person. It's impossible because they've got five guys that can go out there and give them 15 and 20 every single night. So it's more going to be a team defensive effort to make sure that we, you know, stop the ball, rebound, make sure the shots that they shoot are tough.
I'm glad you mentioned Anderson Lehrer because he was the leading scorer last night with 25, and he's really come on the last month or so. But I think what you said about our starting five can also be said about Smith County's because you've got some guys that it's not always the same guy that you're counting on every night that you're playing a ball game. It could just as easily be your sixth or seventh man as opposed to your fourth or fifth, it seems to me.
For sure. And I think that we have the firepower to do that. And the build of our team and the build of Cannon County's team are almost identical. They've got a really solid squad and a lot of kids that can score it. And, you know, this score tomorrow night might be in the 70s, depending on how everything goes. But it's just nice to have that. I mean, most coaches don't have that from five players. I mean, they might have two or three, but very rarely do you have five players who can go out there and really score the ball. So I think Coach Nave would probably agree with me and say that we're lucky to be the spot that we're in.
Coach, when you look from a coaching standpoint, once again, not trying to give away any game plans, yes, tomorrow night's game is important if you want to win the regular season and get the top seed in the upcoming district tournament at Monterey, but I'm sure you're not going to roll out everything that you want to do against Cannon County because you still got to play them over there. You could still play them in the region and district championships where you may have to hold a little something back, or do you just throw it out all out there and say, okay, Jared and Dave, you defend it?
Right. So there's always something held in the back pocket by all coaches. I feel like there's always something in the back of their mind, like, hey, I'm going to hold this until it absolutely matters. I'm not going to show it because I don't want anybody to see it and have an adjustment or be prepared for it. We want to throw it at them after we prepared for it and they don't know what's coming to see how they respond. So I'm sure he's got something like that, and I definitely do as well, and you'll see it when it's time.
Coach, Terry made the comment that these two schools could probably play each other four times this season. That would not surprise me at all. Assuming things work out the way I think, Smith County and Cannon County will be the top two teams in the district, so that puts them in separate brackets. They'll probably meet in the district finals. Mm-hmm. And if that comes out the way I think it will, then they'll be in different brackets for the region. There could actually be a fifth time that these two schools meet if they both do, or sixth if they do. Mm-hmm. Well,
five's the most because you meet district finals, region finals, state championship, plus the two regular season games.
Well, what about the sectional game after the region?
No, that's against a different part of the state.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, just check it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it worse than what it is, Coach. Right.
Well, hey, if we meet five times, it's been one heck of a year, and both of our coach, everybody in both communities are going to be happy, so I would be no happier than to play them that many times, and I don't think Coach Nate would have no problem with that either.
I think you're absolutely right in that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. It ought to be a dandy.
it's going to be fun, and hopefully we get everybody in the community from Cannon and the Smith County area, and they come watch, and it's going to be one heck of a game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Coach Lane Bissell, we appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck tomorrow night. DTC TV will be there, a couple of radio stations, several media outlets, and watching for who grabs the lead on the boys' side in the District 6AA regular season race.
I appreciate you guys. Always join being on.
Okay, we will take a break, and when we come back, we'll have Jared Nave, the counterpart, in the game as we...
We could probably just play the one that we've just done a second time, and it'd be the same thing, right?
We'll see what Coach Nave has to say when we return to the box score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, 3-window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure your home and guard your future with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here with Jared Nave of the County Lions on the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank. And Murph, you and I are pretty familiar with this gentleman, and he's one of our favorites. I know he coaches another team. I've known Jared since he played. I actually called his games when he's played. Yes, I am that old.
He still looks a whole lot younger than you too, Larry.
You've got to mention, forgot my name, but that's okay.
Terry, I know that guy, he's Terry, right?
Coach Nave, a very important game coming up in Carthage. It'll be the DTC game of the week. I know you can't put all your eggs in a basket, and all it's gonna do is give you the early regular season lead after one round, but how important do you deem the game in Carthage when you face the Owls on Thursday night?
You know, it's another district game. It's a big district game. Again, like you said, I wouldn't put it all in one basket. Obviously, we're going to see them multiple times in a year. You know, hopefully you see them more than just twice. But, you know, obviously it's a big game, and, you know, we're both going to kind of go in there with a game plan. And he always says, once somebody gets hit in the mouth, you know, how do you adjust to the game plan? And I think a lot of it will come down to just some of those small little details of winning plays. You know, who jumps on the floor first? who can grab some offensive rebounds, who makes the extra pass, who's communicating. I think it'll be a fun game. I think it's going to be very exciting. You know, I anticipate it to be jam-packed in there and, you know, wouldn't have it any other way up on the hill.
Coach, I don't want to put you in a between a rock and a hard place, but you rattled off two or three different things that might affect the outcome of that game. You didn't mention the officials. We've had several conversations about that, and that could be a big deal Wednesday or Thursday night of this week.
You know, they can make some calls, but at the end of the day, you know, you don't win or lose games because of officials. I mean, it comes down to yourself. You know, if you're prepared and you know what's going on, regardless of, you know, if it's a tighter whistle or a looser whistle, you just kind of got to learn to adjust quickly and understand, okay, this is going to be loose, this is going to be war in the paint. Or if they're calling it tight, guys, you got to have to lay off up at the top. And again, I think that's, you know, and Coach Bussell does a good job of this as well, is just kind of adjusting quickly to how it's officiated. And, you know, that may come down pretty quick in the game if who can adjust the quickest and, you know, may end up winning the game, you know, just off of, you know, who can stay out of foul trouble or who maybe is in the game at the right time. So, again, officials play a part, but they are definitely not the reason you win or lose. But, you know, it's going to be a fun game regardless. And, you know, again, I'm excited. I'm ready for Cannon Smith clash number one.
You mentioned tight or loose, how the officials call the game. When you all have those meetings before the opening tip-off of the girls' game with athletic directors and coaches and officials, does that ever come up in the conversation about how they're going to call the game?
Oh, no. It's just your normal, you know, here's this and this, and just make sure everybody's properly equipped. And a lot of times you can judge off how the girls' game is played. And then sometimes it's completely opposite. So, you know, again, once you get into the game and just once you settle in about the first 4 or 5 minutes, you can kind of see, okay, it's going to be played this way. And you just have to adjust just like you would anything else. And, again, I think maybe the team who's can adjust to that quicker or, you know, make a few adjustments, you know, will probably win round number one.
Coach, it could be the first of four meetings. You could meet not only twice in the regular season, but the district championship, maybe even the region championship. I know that, you know, that's not to take away anything from Grundy or Sequatchie or Bledsoe or Marion out of the other corresponding district. But still, when you look at that, this could be a team that you could get very familiar with in the next 6 weeks.
Very well could. I mean, again, I'm, you know, York, Monterey, any of them, I don't count anybody out, you know, in region play, district play. You know, hopefully, you know, we're fortunate enough to get that far, and, you know, maybe Smith is too, and, you know, we just kind of play one game in front of us, you know, who's in front of us, and we're ready to go play. So, again, you know, tournament time's coming upon us, but, you know, you still got some fine-tuning and kind of glossing everything over, kind of finalizing and getting ready into tournament time. But again, it starts with round one tonight, and kind of, you know, everybody kind of feels punches out to kind of see how it's going to go in round one, and, you know, we just kind of go from there.
I thought last night's game was going to be one of those that maybe we'd build some momentum with a huge win over a very good team. That didn't happen. But then when I get here to the DTC in the office in Alexandria where we do these tapings, I found out that Smith County had a heartbreaker last night at home against White County. So I think both teams are going to be really hungry when they meet on Thursday night of this week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You kind of knew winning or losing on Tuesday, either one of us. I don't think it really, you know, per se mattered. I think both teams, both coaches, all the players, I think everybody's going to be ready to go, you know, up on the hill. And everybody wants to win. So, you know, Sparta was a good team for Smith. Cascade did a really good job. Of course, they beat us last night. And I think, like I said, round one tomorrow, it'll be intriguing and interesting, and we'll be ready to go.
Coach, the coaching staffs know each other well. I know y'all bounce a lot of stuff off each other in talking to Lane Basile. And I know you don't divulge what your game plan is against each other, But I think the friendship is there between these two coaching staffs.
Of course. You know, it's funny. We played up at Tullahoma, and of course they come up, scouted the game, and you know, giving them a hard time. And you guys played up at Stone Memorial on Saturday, and we kind of returned a favor, and you know, and scouted them. So he comes over. He's like, "Man, let's just open up both playbooks and let's go play." You know, so. And again, both coaches' staffs know each other pretty well. Once you kind of open it up, you know, you may have a few tricks up your sleeve, but. After a while, you just kind of get very familiar kind of with what both teams are going to do. And again, it just comes down to executing in a half court, you know, who dives on a loose ball, who's willing to take a hit, and just those little things we talked about. So again, it should be a very good round one game, and I'm excited to see it tomorrow.
Coach, I don't think I've, as many times as I've interviewed you, whether it was right there at the ball game or whether it was over the phone or whatever, you're always the most cool, calm, and collected guy I believe I've ever known in my whole life. What's life? I'd like to interview your wife sometime just to find out what it's like when you get home after a tough loss like you had last night. Are you still as cool, calm, and collected with her and your little boy?
I like to think so. Now, if you asked her, she'd give you a different side of that. She'd probably say something about how grumpy I am or whatever, but no, I like to think I'm okay, but, you know, obviously if you lose a competitive game, you know, you're kind of just ready, and I'm sure Coach Lane's the same way. He's kind of ready to get back on the hardwood tomorrow after a loss. So, again, I think both teams will be ready, both coaches, staff, players, everybody's ready and just kind of ready to go.
Well, Murphy, I'm going to give you one tip. If you'll take chocolate chip cookies, donuts, and pizza, his wife will love you forever. Is that not a true statement there, Jared Nathan?
That's true. She's coming tomorrow. She's like, I wonder if there'll be any pizza or donuts there tomorrow. Right. Well, I don't know. Depends if we win or lose, I guess.
We'll try to see if we can find some of those for you, Coach. I know that we talk about basketball and it being the seriousness of it, but how special is it to go home to your son after a loss like last night? And he may have been in bed, but still, just the warmness that you get, I'm sure, with him after a game, that's a family moment that's way more important than basketball.
Absolutely. You know, it's they don't know if you won by 100 or lost by 100. So, you know, I get to go home and be dad, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, you get home, and no, I wish I could tell you he wasn't asleep. He was not. So we stayed up and played for a while, and of course that's kind of nice to get stuff off your mind. And again, we shot ball when we got home is what he wanted to do. So that's, couldn't get away from it, but that's okay. I was happy to play with him and kind of get some time with them and lose a little sleep, and that's okay. Again, we're cranked up and we're ready to go.
He may be in a little bit different mood because you'll be on the road. He gets a lot of floor time. In Woodbury, in between the halves and in between the games, you might ought to let Smith County people know that he may be on the floor at various times tomorrow night.
I have a feeling a little while he's going to ask for a sub. He's like, Coach, can I get in? Not yet, buddy. Not yet.
I bet he can talk to his uncle on the staff and he'll let him in, reckon?
I'm sure he would.
Coach, when you look at your team, you know, I'm not trying to predict the future, but you've got one senior that plays a lot in Eli Garrett. Smith County has no seniors. So when you look at that, if everybody can get their NIL money right, then, of course, y'all could meet again next year in the same scenarios.
NIL money. Yeah. Lucas Phillips is also a senior as well. You know, Smith's good. I wouldn't sleep on York either. Again, it's just kind of one year at a time. Again, we're just kind of faced with this right now, trying to pull some stuff together and kind of get it right. And then, you know, as next year approaches, you know, there's never, ever guarantees, you know, whether it's due to injury or sickness or, you know, hopefully kids don't move or anything like that. But, you know, You sort of peak it next year, but then it's like, you know, you're just trying to really focus on what you got and really trying to finish the journey off where you want to go.
Coach, I know you've had some illness with the cold and the flu stuff going around right now, and maybe a sprained ankle here or there or something, but is everybody about as healthy as they can be right now?
As far as I know, I hope nothing else pops up. But heck, like I said, you never know. It's starting to get cold, and we'll see what that snow stuff does this weekend, and hopefully everybody from every team can stay healthy, and so everybody can be ready to play and kind of put on a show for the fans and everybody in attendance.
When you look, Jared, I think, you know, this could be a game that could be in the 70s, maybe in the low 80s. The ability for both teams have shown at times to score the basketball this year. Have you been more emphasis on defense and say, hey, we've got to shut them down, or hey, let's kick it into high gear and let the points roll?
Depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to my assistant coaches, they want it floor or pedal to the floor. They want to score 95. I'm more of the defensive guy. You know, I'd really like to hold them to as little as possible. But, you know, truthfully, I don't know. The scores don't really matter to me. It's kind of flow of game. You know, it kind of dictates, you know, kind of what the score is. Obviously, you're trying to hold them to less to score the most. But, you know, just depending on, obviously, opponent and what's going on, whether, you know, if you want to play at the 50s, 60s, 70s, whatever it is. You know, again, that's kind of game to game. And, you know, we like to play fast and, you know, like to play. I mean, again, you just have to, you have to learn to play in multiple ways and multiple styles, especially in tournament time and different teams you'll play. So, again, I think it'll be fun. You know, who knows kind of how the pace or the game dictates. And, you know, I believe it's going to be a fun game, I think, both ways. And I think it may come down the last couple minutes and, you know, who can make the just the little decisions or little plays to pull out the win tomorrow night.
For this to be just a regular season game, Coach, there has been an awful lot of hype about this ball game, but I'm very curious about Tuesday night, last night, what you told your kids, your players, because we were down, 19 points at halftime and just about pulled it out. Did you tell them anything different than you normally would have told?
Well, we would down 21, and probably a few things I won't repeat on the air, but, you know, it's just, no, it wasn't nothing crazy. It's just, guys, we're just kind of like laying down currently, and we're not going to go out without a fight. You know, regardless of the end score, you know, we're not going to go down the way we're playing in the first half. And again, it wasn't really, I wouldn't say per adjustments, X's and O's, it was kind of just fixing us. And it's just playing a little harder, playing together, moving the ball. And we did that in the second half. And again, there's no magic sauce. You do the right things, you know, and all of a sudden, magically, the score starts to change in your favor. Ball has energy. It moves around. And, you know, defense starts to pick up. And so, I mean, that was kind of the message at halftime. Like, guys, we're not going to stay down and kind of play the way we are. Or, you know, I'm going to find somebody, five players who want to play that way. And, you know, unfortunately, we come all the way back. So, you know, the comeback, you know, I'd say it didn't matter. But you still lose the game. But I was appreciative of their efforts in the second half, you know, and, you know, give them a fight, you know, finally give them a little counterpunch there and, you know, hopefully use that as momentum tomorrow.
Coach, which Cannon County team will we see tomorrow night? And when I say that, there was two different clubs that we saw last year, the one in Woodbury and the one in Carthage. That was two opposite ends of the spectrum games. You usually expect maybe the point differential to be close to the same, maybe throw in a few points for the home court, but that wasn't the case last year.
Of course. I mean, again, it's kind of last year, so it's kind of hard to translate to, you know, what this year's going to look like. But, you know, it's just going in with a mindset. And again, Coach Bissell's probably saying the same thing. I can't speak for him, but, you know, it's just little things. It's moving the ball and it's understanding, especially on the road, you know, things are not going to be easy. You know, everybody's against you. You know, can you come together in those hard, crucial moments? And when you do that, you know, how do you respond? So, and again, it'll happen the same for Smith County. You know, they have a little adversity and how do they respond? And I think the team that responds the best to, you know, when the adversity hits and who responds the quickest will probably end up on top tomorrow night.
Well, Coach Gary Knave, as always, it's a pleasure for us to interview you. Best of luck when you travel to Carthage from Woodbury on Thursday night.
I appreciate you, gentlemen. I'll have to grab a snack on the way to bring it to you tomorrow.
We want to thank Wellworth Bank for sponsoring the show, and we'll have a look at the upcoming games when we return to the box score here on DTC3.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back in the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank, our title sponsor. We appreciate all they do. And Murphy, when you look at these games now, been moved from Friday to Thursday, and we'll echo that as we look at the schedule. That means DTC, they're going to have to back up and go 24 hours earlier than what we originally thought.
Yeah, we've talked about broadcasters having to reset their agenda, I guess right. You could say. So do the players, but so do the people that bring you these ball games on a regular basis. And the guy behind us is one that's got to pack all those things and make sure everything is taken to Carthage for that game tomorrow night.
Cannon County at Smith County. Let's go ahead and look at the replay tapes. It'll be on Tuesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January 28th at 1 p.m., on Thursday, January 29th at 7 p.m., and then my mom's birthday, Friday, January the 30th at 7 p.m.
Way to go.
So, Amy, happy birthday. So, when you look at the replays of these, in case you don't, you know, are not able to go to the game, there's four different times there, Murphy, for you to be able to see that, and I appreciate DTC doing that, not just playing it one time and then some people miss it.
And then the other two teams in our district will probably get a motel room in Carthage or Woodbury to watch those games, because they're going to be good games, I can almost guarantee it.
Let's go ahead and look at the upcoming games. First for Cannon County, we talked about the game on Thursday night in Carthage, and then they'll head to the Vikings and Vikings down in Unionville, Bedford County, as they'll go to Community High School. Murphy, that program has struggled at times, especially on the gridiron. Now, their girls have had some success. In fact, 4 years ago, I guess they knocked Smith County girls out of, or they beat us in the sub-state in overtime to go to the state tournament the year before the Lady Owls made it to Murfreesboro.
That's one of the really hot growth places, because right. aren't they 3A? I'm thinking about football. But
I'm not sure on that.
I think their enrollment is bigger than all the teams in our right. particular district.
Let's go ahead and look at DeKalb County. What's ahead for the Tigers is they'll host Macon County, as like we said, that's the first district game from them, and then they'll get to host Central Magnet. Two of their first six being at home, I'm sure that Coach Alley, and when you look at Coach Agee, they're saying, hey, we've got to take advantage and hold serve at home if we want to try to get the number one seed in the upcoming tournament.
Yeah, they need to get wins on both of those nights, and I think they probably got a decent chance to do that. You never know what happens in games like that.
Let's go ahead and look at Gordonville, what's ahead for them. They've got a couple of district games. They have got Merrill Hyde at home on Thursday night, and then next Tuesday, this is weather permitting, of course, they'll travel to Hartsville to play Trousdale County. They beat both of those at home back earlier in the month, and I'm sure are looking to do the same when they hit the road. There's no doubt, I think, that both Gordonville teams are, of course, the boys are in second place in the district. The girls are in first place in the district, and both of them are looking to challenge for that regular season crown of winning it and getting that number one seed.
You know, we're all so lucky to live in an area where basketball is such a really big deal, and it wouldn't surprise me in this five-school area that we don't have two, maybe three of those five schools will be represented in the state tournament. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
That would be big for sure. And Smith County will play at home against Cannon County. We've talked about the importance of that. And then they'll have another district game in which they won both Alma Hanley and Carthage when they travel on the mountain to play Monterey. Of course, that is going to be the site, Murphy, of the district, and I think even the region tournament.
Correct.
Which is, it's a different gym. The dressing rooms are upstairs,
nice,
so you have to walk through the crowd to get to your dressing room, which is unlike anywhere else that we ever play.
It's my understanding, after talking to the athletic director at Monterey, it's not only the district and regional tournaments being at Monterey this year, that's going to be a four-year deal.
Okay.
So,
of course, in 2 years, TWSA will change that, and we'll have another district, I'm sure.
No doubt.
Let's go ahead and look at what's ahead for Watertown. They go to Murfreesboro, playing the old Central High School. John Ash, better known as Eddie, when we were in school together, the
exactly.
principal there. And just a lot of history there, kind of like a Hoosier setting as far as the gym goes. And then they go to Lafayette, to Near White Gym, to play on Tuesday, January 27th. And like we said, Murphy, there's only six district games, so these are very, very important for Watertown, for DeKalb, that's upcoming, because Central Magnet and Macon know just how important those are as well.
Absolutely. Everybody's playing 20-plus games. There's only six that count, though,
yeah.
Right?
That's for sure. I'm going to say we're going to be 30-plus before we enter the district tournament, if I counted it up right. We don't get any snowed out. We want to thank everyone for watching today's show. For Justin Malden and for Murphy Fair, I'm Terry Collins. Good night on the Box Score.